Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Here in the South, the Bible Belt, if you will, religion of one sort or another has always played a big part in people's lives. Almost everybody in past generations was raised to go to church on Sunday, especially Easter Sunday. It is such a warm tradition that causes the minds of more mature folk to be drawn back to a simpler place and time. Sadly, many confuse such traditions and memories with the reality of following Christ. When they desire old-time religion, they only desire to go back a certain number of years. Some are satisfied with the 40s, some the 19th century, or some who really desire to go back may define old-time as coming from the 16th or 17th centuries. But in reality, the basis for the faith once delivered to the saints must go back 2,000 years. The followers of Jesus Christ were first called Christians at a place called Antioch in the country of Turkey. The term Christian literally means like Christ or follower of Christ. The early believers in Antioch were given this name by those who were unbelievers. It seems that their love and devotion to the teachings of Christ were so plainly evident that even those who had no faith easily recognized those who were the followers of Christ. Things have changed quite drastically in 2,000 years. The heretical doctrine of decisional regeneration has filled up churches with great numbers of religious folks who cannot be distinguished from the world unless they are wearing a t-shirt with some catchy gospel slogan on it, or they put a bumper sticker on their car advertising that they are Christians. Churches often compete with one another for members with enticing programs and entertaining worship services, not to mention bigger and better and more elaborate buildings, classrooms, and buses and vans equipped to deliver the faithful to this fun destination or that. Nowhere in all of the Scripture can we discover anywhere that the early followers of Christ ever engaged in any such campaign to enlist or entice people to join up with them, or that they needed some calendar of activities to keep them active. The Scripture does say the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The Lord is quite able to call His own unto Himself in His own time, as He sends men into the world to preach the gospel of the glory of the blessed God. The Bible as we know it was not completed until the death of the Apostle John, who wrote the last book in it, which is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which the Lord gave him. Then centuries passed before it was readily available to the common man. Yet the Church of God flourished because that which the saints of God must be taught in order to be the followers of Jesus Christ cannot be communicated to them by men, but only by the Holy Ghost, who is our teacher, and does not speak of himself, but speaks plainly of Christ. The Lord has blessed us in placing within our hands the completed canon of Scripture. But apart from the supernatural work of the Spirit in opening up our understanding, it may as well be written in a foreign language. But He is faithful to lead His people into all truth. He said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Sunday schools have produced many who can quote the Scriptures, but yet know nothing of the Word of God. The Spirit of God produces the likeness of Christ in those whom He calls and teaches. The Scripture plainly says, "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son." God is not attempting to bring this to pass, but is accomplishing exactly what He said He would do. The decisional regenerationists have produced a group of folks who give no evidence of this work in them, so that they have come up with a designation for them, designating them carnal Christians. The Scripture knows nothing of this. When the Lord saves a man, He makes him a new creature. Old things are passed away, all has become new. He gives His children a love one for the other and a desire to gather together to worship Him. The carnal Christian can be satisfied with occasionally assembling with the saints. The true sons of God, however, feel in themselves a great need of such gathering. This is caused by a twofold motivation: the love of the brethren and the need to be fed and nurtured in the most holy faith. Those who have been taught of God know themselves to be in need of that which only the body of Christ can supply, and hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Have you been taught by men or by the Spirit of the living God?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to ForThePoor@Windstream.net.